for the American Armed Forces and their allies, a rebroadcast of the Red Skelton Show with Shirley Mitchell, Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, and starring Red Skelton.
Well, he's really with us, ain't he?
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Pat, who's our guest for tonight?
Red, I want you to meet a man who really plays an important part in our American way of living.
Yeah?
Mr. Hitcher. He issues marriage licenses.
Oh, a matrimonial middleman, huh? How are you, Mr. Hitcher? Are you kidding with that name? Say, are you selling many marriage licenses these days?
Oh, business has been booming.
No kidding.
Yeah, people are always falling in love.
Yeah, it's just like falling on the ground in California. You get soaked both places. Say, it must be a pleasant job, but what are some of the things that happen in your office?
Well, one fellow who was about 73 years old filed an application.
An application. There's a new word for you. We read from left to right on this book. Come on, read it right. We're established. This is not a clam bake, you know.
Well, he filed one and he put his wife's age down at 65.
A fella 73 is going to marry a guy 65? What did he do in a case like that? Bring Niagara Falls to see him? I can just see him proposing on bended back, you know. Say, do many youngsters come in underage and apply for a license?
Yes. A young couple came in the other day with school books under their arms.
Did you issue the license?
No. No, I said, I'm sorry, but I can't issue this without the consent of your father.
What happened?
Well, the boy pointed to a man in the back room and said, who does he look like, pistol packing mopper?
You play this for foreign countries, too. Well, I wonder why people fall in love, anyhow.
Well, because they see something in each other that the rest of us can't see.
Yeah, I know a girl who's very beautiful. She married a guy 3 feet shorter than she is, and he has a nose that looks like a big fat snow plow, you know, cauliflower. You know? Yeah.
Well, love is funny.
Yeah, his $1 million helped a little, though.
How touching. You know, I could never understand how anybody could marry for money.
No, I could never find a girl with money either.
This girl you were talking about, tell me, was she happy?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose her in her own mercenary way. The first night after they were married, see, he walked into the room and she was stretched out on the chaise lounge reading his bank book.
What happened?
Well, he says, I want to thank you for marrying me. I don't know why you did. I'm not handsome.
What did she tell him?
She says, oh, you are handsome in a repulsive sort of way. So you shouldn't talk like that. I love the ground you walk on and any other property you might own. Let's talk about you. What's your opinion of people about to enter wedlock?
Oh, I'd say that some couples that come in believe that each other they'll find happiness and companionship, and others marry to make somebody else jealous.
Yeah, I had a girl and married a guy just to burn me up.
Yeah, did it?
Oh, I was heartbroken. Made a gypsy out of me. I went to Glendale to forget her. And I went to Pomona to forget Glendale.
Several Tuesdays ago, Harriet and I introduced a brand new song. In response to your many kind requests, we repeat it this evening with just a few new variations, which we hope you'll enjoy. Pie and little toasty-tappy, a puppity-tappy too, wouldn't you? A puppity-tappy too, wouldn't you?
Nersy-dope and dozy-dope and little ramsy-divey, a kibbity-divey too, wouldn't you? Nersy-dope and dozy-dope and little ramsy-divey, a kibbity-divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Whoa.
3 o'clock, and you should have been asleep long ago. But you can't go to sleep. And why? Because it keeps running through your brain. Nelsy dotes and nosy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A nelsy dotes and nosy dotes, little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and corny, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats, brought a H.V. Calton Borny. Snailsy deals and whalesy deals, a little sharpsy doyster, a scrabbly doyster too, wouldn't you? A scrabbly doyster too, wouldn't you?
Singing Mersey Dotes and Dosey Dotes, and very good, too. Now we come to our satire on our American way of living, and our topic is husbands and sweethearts. First, we have Clem, the fellow from the country, who's in love but don't know it.
Well, here I am.
Boy, I hope Daisy do like the way I painted my toenails red, boy. These sandals go well with them, too. My foot looks like 5 hot dogs sticking out of a birdcage. Think I'll stop in McGinn's tobacco store here.
Howdy, Clem. Top of the morning to you.
And to you. Boy, I sure am quick on them comebacks, ain't I?
Have you got on perfume?
No, them's mothballs. Always chew them after I've been eating onions, you know.
Clem, before I forget it, you better watch out for Daisy Goo.
Really?
And this being leap year, she might be trying to bribe you into marrying her.
Oh, you old prick. Oh, hey, look at the doodies that came in. Howdy doody.
Howdy.
Stranger in town?
No, I've never been here before. I'm trying to find out just where Daisy June lives.
What do you want to know where she lives first?
Well, I've been writing to her through the matrimonial bureau, and I've come to see her about getting married.
The matter, Clem? Jealous?
No, no, not me. This beginning to sound like a daytime cereal program.
Well, now, do you gentlemen, I use the word loosely, do you gentlemen... Do you gentlemen know where she lives?
Well, she lives about 3 blocks from here in that orange house covered with mortgages. You can't miss it.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks again for the information. See you later, Caffrey.
Now, there is a well-cultivated man.
Yeah, I was going to plow him under myself.
It looks like he's out to steal Daisy.
No, he couldn't steal her. I know all about women.
How'd you find out so much about women?
Every Monday, I walk past clothesline slowly.
Well, just you remember, if he gets her... Just you remember, if he gets her, you'll be showing your own sock.
Well, I'll be done. Look, I better get over there and protect my interests. Okay.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy, it's you. No, I had them made with a seat in the front and the back so I can sit down either way.
Well, won't you hasta la vista? That's French for come in.
That's what I like, brilliant women.
Well, if it ain't the wrong answer to a maiden's prayer.
Have you two met up?
Yeah,
well, just make yourselves to home and I'll get something to drink.
Yeah. Now, you knew I was a-coming here. Why did you come over?
You know that old saying, two is company and three's a crowd?
Yes.
Could you explain it to me? You know, you're wasting your time with Daisy June. You'll never hold her, bro.
Oh, you go home.
Oh, yeah. Can you wiggle your ears up and down like a bird?
No.
Can you make your Adam's apple go zigzag?
No.
What you gonna do to entertain her?
Oh, I'll think of something.
Well, I'll bet you will.
Well, I hope you boys ain't been talking about me behind my back.
Oh, no, we haven't got around to your back.
This coffee pot's hot.
Tonight,
say, Clem, let me have them jelly glasses, and I'll pour you some coffee.
Okay, here you are.
Oh, may I have some cream, please?
Now help yourself. The cow's in the backyard.
You mean you don't have it in a can or a bottle?
It's a pretty big cow, Bob.
Oh, my darling.
Which one are you talking to?
I'm talking to Daisy. Daisy, darling.
Yes?
Have I told you how lovely you are today?
Oh, I'm a mess.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes, she is. You heard her.
Now you look a here, Featherbrain.
Now, boys, you mustn't fight over me. I ain't worth it.
I know that, but it's the principle of this.
Now, just a moment. Don't talk like that about my future wife.
Future is right. So far in the future, you ain't going to live to see it, Bob. You ain't a marrying her.
Well, I'm a going to marry somebody. I'm winding up an old maid.
Can you wind up one for me, too?
When a girl thinks her best boyfriend is going to propose, she tries to be at her best. But it's pretty hard to do when there's a little relative around the house. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean widow care.
Mom's shopping, Poppy's shopping. Widow kids get spinach. A kiddly candy, too. If I could have a good one.
Junior, where have you been?
I've been up there making a bed.
Say, Junior, you didn't wake Aunt Murdoch, did you?
No, boy, she's going to be surprised when she wake up and find there's no bed under it all.
Oh, Junior, you like to kid me, don't you?
You just keep laughing, I thought.
Junior, I owe you a whipping.
Well, suppose you pay it with the other bills at the end of the month, huh? Hey, was that all she's going to do is sleep up there?
Well, no, Junior. She's just taking a beauty nap.
A beauty nap?
Mm-hmm. Sleep makes a woman more beautiful.
Boy, she's sure been staying up lately, ain't she? Hey, what you cleaning up the living room for?
Oh, a nice man's coming to see your Aunt Murdoch. A soldier that she's been riding to.
Really?
Junior, let me warn you.
Yes?
When this young man arrives, I don't want you to do any panhandling now.
Well, you don't mind if I just walk through jingling me piggy bank, does you?
You do, and I'm going to spank you, and you can't sit down.
You does. You won't be able to shake hands for a week. I pretty was it, kiddo. Boy, what a family. Pop told me how to get money the easy way, and you put the ceiling on it, boy.
Oh, now look, try to be good, huh?
I'll be good if you buy me a widow dog.
Well, maybe. Yeah. What kind of a dog do you want?
A widow black and white one, you know. Then when he gets black all over, I know he's dirty.
No, no. I mean, what breed of dog?
You mean his nationality? A mama dog.
Well, you can't have one. They always have fleas.
The kind I want has puppies.
Honestly, Times, I'm sorry I kept your incubator warm. It looks a little better in here.
Yes, it does. Oh, look, Aunt Murdoch is up. There's Aunt Murdoch. Boy, that nap didn't do her much good at that beauty nap.
Junior, don't say things like
that. Well, I was just talking to myself. Can I help it if me widow mouth was open?
Oh, did the vacuum sweeper wake you up, Murdoch?
Oh, no. Goodness, I must have slept like a log.
Oh, you snored like they was cutting it in little pieces. Oh, somebody at the door. Somebody at the door.
Oh, I hope it isn't Bill. I haven't any makeup on.
Well, start applying the camouflage, boy. Letting a guy see you before you marry him is just like shooting a ball after the machine's been tilted, you know.
Come on, Murdoch, and I'll help you with your hair.
Yeah, you'll find it in the chair by the window. I put it there when I got through dusting with it.
Don't answer the door, Junior. And remember, no panhandling.
Trusting old soul, ain't you? Well, welcome to the booby trap for bachelors.
Hello, Murdoch home?
You mean old G.I. Tricky?
Yeah.
He's upstairs baiting a hook for you. Won't you come in? Come in. Can I carry your hat and your wallet? I mean, do you like me, Aunt Murdoch?
Oh, I think Murdoch is a beautiful girl.
You've been on that desert a long time, ain't you, Bob?
Hi, you're a pretty smart little fella.
Yes, I can spell.
Really?
Spell.
Yeah. Well, tell me. how do you spell kitten?
Kitten. C-A-M. Don't tell me. Don't tell me now. You better tell me. C-A-T, cat.
Oh, but you spell cat. I asked for kittens.
Well, I come into that. You can't have kittens without having a cat, you know. You know, I like you better than the other guys who come see me at murder.
Does she have a lot of fellas calling on her?
Not a lot of them, but they always keep coming back, you know.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they don't believe it the first time. And one of the guys is pretty nice, though.
Is that right?
Yeah, he used to give me a dime. Every time he come over, a big dime. You notice me pocket is open, you know. Oh, here comes Mummy. Keep in mind what we were talking about.
Yeah. Bill.
Myrtis will be right down.
Isn't my mummy, ain't she pretty?
Oh, Junior.
Yeah, she is very pretty.
Yeah, she takes after me, you know.
Now, how can I take after you?
I don't know, but you do it with a big shillelagh most of the time.
You know, I'm so crazy to see Myrtis.
You must be nuts, no. Well, here comes you pin-up girl. Now's your chance to leave before she pins you down.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, how are you, darling?
Well, go on, give her a kiss. Go on, make her a goober. Make her a goober.
Junior, come with me.
No, no, I want to stay here and watch her hook him into marrying her.
Junior, if you keep acting that way, you'll grow up to be like your father.
Oh, no, not that. Goodness, then I'll have to learn the stagger system. I'll go play in the other room. I go
now,
play
that's
in the other
a
room.
Sweet little boy, yes, and I'll go make the sandwich.
Night, night.
Darling, you haven't kissed me yet.
Well, I couldn't very well in front of Junior.
Oh, darling.
Oh, pardon me. Did I leave my piggy bank in here? Oh, there it is, there it is. Not very heavy. I guess you forgot our conversation, brother.
Why, Junior, now you know what your mother said about asking for money.
Yes?
Now, I'm going to tell her.
Oh, no, no, please don't tell mommy. Please, please. I like you both. I didn't know them. I don't really want the money.
It's pretty dramatic, eh, folks?
Please, please, don't.
You know, I bet with this kind of acting, old Betty Davis is just shaking in her boots.
Junior, come here to me.
Now, Mommy, you're bigger than me. You're bigger.
Junior, now you go to the nursery.
No, no, I will hold my breath and count to 100.
All right, but don't cheat and count by twos. Now, get up off the floor.
No, 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 no.
Bill, carry him upstairs.
No, no.
Come on,
Junior. Come on, carry him. Not drag me, Bob. Not drag me.
Just put him over on the couch there. Now, you stay up here and play. I guess I'd better lock the door of the nursery.
Just call me Humphrey Bogart.
A husband like Willie Lump Lump, who never goes home because when he does, nobody wants to see him.
Hey, let me in, let me in. I don't want to sleep in a doghouse again. The dog don't like it.
Hey, what's all the noise around here? Good heavens, did you wreck your car?
Oh, no, I always park it upon telephone pole. It's safer up there.
Is this your house?
No, I only pay the bills. My wife lives here.
Why don't you go in?
Because my wife always kisses me when I come home.
What's wrong with that?
Well, she does it in sort of a remote control way, you know. She kisses a ball bat and lets me have it, you know.
You're not afraid of a little woman, are you?
No, I'm afraid of that big ball bat she carries, though.
Why don't you show her who's boss?
She knows.
Ah, don't be a coward. Come here, I'll try the door for you.
No, I'll do you no good. The door is locked.
Ring the bell.
I just ring it.
Ring it again.
Nut to him. Let him wait.
Well, I'd try and sneak in and not disturb her, and then she won't know what time we got in.
Hey, don't you think I'll wake her up and show her these flowers?
Oh, they're all wilted.
Yeah, that's my fault. They were beautiful 10 minutes ago, but I wanted to smell them, and I accidentally exhaled instead of inhaled. Look, I found the key.
Shall I help you?
No, just hold the keyhole still for me. Yeah, I got to get to bed and get some sleep. I got to get up in 20 minutes. Got to help my wife. She's got to get to work, you know. good night now. Sneak into bed. I'll take my shoes off. That's better. Hello?
Does your cigarette taste different, Lacey?
Call me back later. My wife don't know I smoke. Now, I'll sneak in real quiet here. No! Fine place to leave a chair in the dining room.
Hey, Willie, is that you?
No, I can't tell. It's awful dark in here.
Willie, that is you.
Yeah, she knows it's me. What are you doing coming home? A fine time to come home at this hour of the night.
What? I'm fixing breakfast. Here, it's on the table. Hurry.
Oh, I'm coming.
Good morning.
Are you trying to start an argument? Hey, where's the morning paper, dear? Come.
Yes, and the news is a little disappointing.
Don't tell me Flat Top got away from Dick Tracy again.
Coffee?
Yeah, I'll have some. Dear. I hope this coffee's better than the stuff you've been making, boy. It tastes like an old rubber boot, you know. Why don't you try making it out of tea, huh?
You can't make coffee out of tea.
You can't make it out of coffee, either.
Say, listen, this coffee is rich, full-bodied, and vacuum-packed.
Sounds like you got a new sponsor, doesn't it? Just pour me a saucer full, will you? No, that's good coffee. Just a little chewy, but it's the way I like it.
Is the toast too well done?
No, it's just like I like it, you know. A little crunchy. You know, your cooking's awful. You know that, don't you?
Willie, I've tried to improve my cooking. I know the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
I know that, too. Put that knife down when you talk like that.
Find the boy on my mind, the boy who is my ideal. Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know that he is mine? I dream.
Let's listen to the idealistic dreams of our little neighbor. She's 5 years old and talks with it every day up in here like this.
I'm glad that I could find a boy on our block, a boy who is my ideal. Every day at 3, I know where he'll be, making funny faces, especially for me. He can stand up on his head, and his brother once said, he makes mud pies that taste like real. If he studies hard, he'll be a juvenile delinquent, and he's my ideal.
Our theme change. Private Johnny Jones is being interviewed on the subject, My Idea, Private Johnny. Was at a moving picture show a short while ago. I gazed upon my ideal. She had charm and she had grace and a beautiful face. She seemed so familiar, like I'd seen her someplace. When you looked into her eyes, so tender and wise, there was something sincere and real. She wagged her tail and then I knew that Lassie had come home again.
is my
This rebroadcast is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.